Well, greetings, everyone. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here on WWCR on August the 3rd. My, how time flies when you are engaged in the eternal purposes of the kingdom. Tonight's message, by His grace and by His love, and by the desire and the devotion of those who are supporting our broadcast. And we'd like to invite you, we need you, and we encourage you to help us on the broadcast to keep us on the radio. We'd like to have more radio time to broadcast the great and the magnificent and the almighty name of Yahweh, our Creator, around the world on WWCR 5070. We know, ladies and gentlemen, that the message of the hour is the truth that shall prevail in tonight's message entitled The Clash of the Titans. Well, what do you mean by the clash of the titans, brother, buddy? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are in one of the most terriblest wars that has ever been fought, and yet there's no lead bullets, there's no exploding bombs, there is no carnage, there's no bloodshed, other than the spiritual battles that are being waged in the heavenlies, and that's in your mind where Yahweh dwells. The Bible said that Yahweh dwells or seeks to dwell in your body. Now, there must be a battle between the titans. You must choose this day who you'll serve. You must press toward the mark and the high calling. You must lay aside every little weight that so easily besets you. Remember the episode of Martha? Man, she couldn't sit down and listen to the truth being taught or explained. She had so much to do and the cares of this world and the concerns. Let's go back a couple of thousand years to Martha and Mary. And the Bible says that Mary was sitting at the feet of the Messiah and He was teaching. And she was catching every word. Here was Martha, worried about dinner and supper and breakfast and the dishes and the mop and the things of the material and the concerns of the physical, and she missed the greatest battle because Mary, according to the Messiah, chose those things that were good and eternal. Now Mary, ladies and gentlemen, has fought the good fight. She's now passed on, and so has Martha. Now, the Bible said that after the death comes judgment. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Martha and her concerns about the floor needing mop and the things being done in the physical realm is no longer important to Martha. But was the things that were important to Martha, did she choose those good things? And the Bible says you must love me with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. You must seek me in the days of your youth. You must pray to enter in at the straight gate, for many are without that will never be able to enter in. In the Clash of the Titans, tonight's message is concerning the great, the magnificent, and the magnanimous name of Yahweh, as opposed to all the other false names that are in the world for people to look at, worship, or call upon, and in vain. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the exact pronunciation of the utterance of the great name of Yahweh. Does the Bible indicate? Does the other God, the mighty God of this world, the false one, the Baal, the Krishna, or the Buddha of the day? Did you know that major religion, including Christianity, Judaism, and the religion of Buddha and Krishna, the Hindu gods, these major religions, they all have a God that they call upon? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is distinctively and clear that a Bible written to, for, and about a family. Now, this family began according to the Bible. And we take the Bible in most Christian concepts and we think that God loves everybody. We think that God and His name is called upon everyone. But the Bible don't say that. You don't know them because they are not called by your name, saith the Scriptures. Well, whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved, according to the Scriptures. But how are you going to call upon Him and whom you've not heard? And how are you going to hear without a preacher? And how is He going to preach except He's got enough faith and determination and willingness to fight the good fight of faith and to humble Himself down and accept the rigors and the dangers and the toils and the disappointments and the hardships and the loneliness that goes with the job of being a true prophet of the true name of the Creator? Well, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a great seriousness tonight about you using the correct name and calling upon it and proving all things. Well, we're going to go to the book of Revelation here as we get into our message tonight, the Clash of the Titans, and we're going to read out of the third chapter of the book of Revelations, and we're going to start here in the seventh verse. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things saith that he that is holy, and he that is true, and he that has the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and he that shutteth, and no man openeth. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and you have kept my word, and you have not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. Here, now, ladies and gentlemen, the Clash of the Titans is between the power of the true name of the Creator, the Father, of Jacob Israel, not the God of this world. Now, let me repeat that. The mighty God of this world, who has brought several names into the fray or the battle. And did you know that the word Hebrew, Armageddon, is literally an interpretation, is in summation, is literally a war of words. Well, that's what this thing's all about tonight. It is a war of words. It is not about bullets and guns and tanks and planes and a physical warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood in physical warfare, but we wrestle against powers, this Titan, this mighty God of the earth that has brought in an abundance. He don't care what name that you use for God, as long as it is not the correct name of the Creator. The Bible says there are many gods. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 5 and 6, and many gods. So then, the God of this world, the Titan, the Giant, the Hercules, the Zeus, the Atlas of the universe, battling a little, meek, lowly Lamb of God that came, according to the book of St. John, chapter 6, or chapter 17, and verse 6, and declared the Father's name back to the family association of the key of David as he came to sit upon the throne of David. Now, ladies and gentlemen, doing a genealogy check. In other words, a blood check. Make sure that life that you have through the name is in the blood. The Father, who was a direct descendant of David's bloodline. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, that's very simple. Why? That would make him a Jew, wouldn't it, Pastor Buddy? Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. The clash of the Titans is between truth for eternity and a lie for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, it is much easier to accept the way things are by going with the flow of the stream of tradition rather than trying to swim in opposite direction of the way that the herd mentality of tradition is going down the fast-flowing stream of deception. So therefore, the God of this world, who has blinded those who refuse to open their eyes, who refuse to sit and to listen to the truth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the Messiah. He's laying out a lot of scriptures. He called it the bread of life. He called himself the way of life. He called himself the truth of life. He called himself the water of life. And he that believeth upon me, as the scriptures he said, shall out of his belly flow rivers of living water. Now that water, ladies and gentlemen, that is flowing out of the spring of truth, is flowing in an opposite direction of the world. For that which is highly esteemed in the world is an abomination to Yahweh. So then, a man or a woman who has proposed in their life and purposed that they have made a selection of choice in what name that they should call upon. All right, let's read a little bit further here in the third chapter. I know that because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation. Now, what is that hour of temptation? That's the river of tradition. You were altogether born in iniquity. Ladies and gentlemen, you were born in the traditional trends and the traits of your father. When the trendy ways, which is not Yahweh's ways every time, ladies and gentlemen, it just so happens to be that when you were a Baptist, and your mother was a Baptist, and your daddy was a Baptist, a Methodist, or an Episcopalian, or a Pentecostal, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't necessarily mean that you are flowing from the fountain of the rivers of life. For if a man shall believe on me as the Scripture. See, ladies and gentlemen, it's fine to talk the talk. But when it comes to reading the walk, that's where you know if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light on them. There is no light in them. Behold, I will come and send the hour of temptation. And ladies and gentlemen, that's where the clash of the titans, and choose this day who you will serve. Do you want to flow down the stream of ease and seem right? And the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. Do you want to flow in that stream of humanity? Where the Bible said there is a wide gaping river. As it says, broad is the way. That river of spiritual tradition that was thought up by the God of this world, by that master deceptionist, the illusionist, and the perverter of the true way, who has changed the truth into a lie and prospered and practiced by casting the truth to the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, you must reach to the bottom of the barrel. You must dig deep to get the truth that was covered by the years of lies and tradition and things that seem right, to dig down to get to the solid foundation of the steel, small voice that'll speak and say, oh, I know that's right, but as the goat truly says, I know it's right, but. Ladies and gentlemen, that little but and that little if to Martha, the floor needed mopping, the clothes needed ironing. No doubt the spider webs was in the corner of the ceiling, hanging from the rafters. And she was concerned, but now she's dead and gone. And Mary chose the part that was good, that would never be taken away. I just hope and pray that Martha woke up and quit sweeping the floor and quit worrying about the things of the world and started really thinking about the truth of the great name of Yahweh, which is a strong tower, according to Proverbs 14 and 10, and they shall run into it, and they shall be saved. I will bring this hour of temptation upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, it is evident that you have a fleeting moment of time. Each generation has a responsibility to dig through the layers of tradition and deceit and the things that seem right. Oh my. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, what a long, tedious, journey of temptation. Oh, how wonderful it is to have a way that seems right, to have something that everybody loves, to have something that everybody wants, to be fellowshipped with those that call you great, or to associate with them that seem great. You know, some people just want to run around and be a party to something that is popular simply because they identify as being partakers of whatever it is. But the Bible says to be not partakers of their evil works, to come out from among them and to separate yourself and seek the straight and the narrow river of truth that runs in the opposite direction of the Broadway river of deceit and deception, brought about courtesy of the chief liar, the chief murderer, this murdering scoundrel, this luciferic deceiver who came in the world to deceive the very elect. This is the one that we must overcome. No, you say, well, I'll step in a ring with him. I'm a heavyweight. And man, I know three scriptures, and I can quote John 3:16. That's all I need. And the devil will be afraid of me. Get out of my way, devil. Well, ladies and gentlemen, most people that gets in the ring with Satan, who is a skilled technician, a swordsman of a master craftsman, a deceiver, a Charles Atlas, a Hercules, a Zeus, if you will, the Titan God of deception. And if you can't overcome and fight the good fight of faith as a true soldier that is called and purposed to resist Satan and hang in there round after round, battle after battle, wound after wound, heartache after heartache, failure after failure. When you're cast down, when you finally find the river of life, when you find the truth, when you are set free from the traditions of everyday Christianity, of everyday Buddhism, of everyday Muslimism, or everyday this or everyday that, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the great and the mighty God of opposition to that still small voice. When Elijah went up on the mountain, when he was running for his life, when Jezebel, representing the false god, the god of this world, she served him. She dressed herself up and she put on her makeup each morning to glorify the god that Martha was serving, the god of Mammon, the god of this world, the god of seem right, the god of prosperity. Pay, pray, and prosper, they say. But ladies and gentlemen, when you come out of her, my people, when you get in the river of life, it is so narrow that you'll never have a bridge, because there is no east-west bridge that runs in or crosses over the river of life. You don't need a bridge. It's not that wide. It's a narrow bridge. Straight is a way, and narrow is a gate, and a few there be that find it, and those who have found it. Oh, what joy. Oh, what peace. Oh, what purpose. But oh, what persecution. Oh, what battles daily do you must fight those that oppose you and even those who oppose themselves out of your own family as they resist, as Paul did, the pricks in his heart of Acts chapter 9 when he was on his way to Damascus with warrants in his pocket to bind all them that called on the mighty name of Yahweh, which is a strong tower, and the righteous who running into it are safe. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. Mary chose the eternal things, Christ said, that would never be taken away from her. Martha, 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 you're troubled about many things. You want the house to look so-so. Oh, yes, you're concerned about what so-and-so is going to say if they come over and everything is not in order. Oh, yes, you've got to get the business done to go to work. You've got to impress the boss and the people that you work for as you slave yourself to death for the things that perish. But Mary chose to become a pillar in the temple of God. Ladies and gentlemen, she chose the small, narrow stream of revelation and truth. She put off the world. She cast aside the Titan God of Seem Right. She come out of the Broadway of a religious system that Seem Right. And she went against the grain of Martha's understanding. Martha didn't see it. Martha couldn't understand it. It was hid from her vision. Blessed are they that are called and chosen and faithful, and them that hear the word of God and do it. And the first order of business is to have a name. Not a name that seems right, not a way that seems right, not the false Titan way of tradition. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more people going to go and perish in hell with all nations that are going to be turned into hell with them that forget the way or the truth or refuse to walk in the narrow way. You know why? Because the narrow way is hated. Because the narrow way is despised. Because the narrow way is something that doesn't seem right. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't it strange that there's a way that seems right and then there's the way that seems wrong? Don't you know what the opposite of a seem right way is? A seem wrong way. And the seem wrong way is the right way, and the seem right way is the wrong way, and that which is highly esteemed among man is an abomination to God, and that which is seeming right to man is seeming wrong to God. So what seam are you going to get in? Are you going to get in the broad seam of seem right? Are you going to get in that narrow stream of seem wrong? So you're either going to seem right or seem wrong. To the world, you're wrong. But to you, you know in whom you believe. You know what name you call in. You know what name is above all name. You know what name is you can prove. There's a lot of people that has got in this name and started out to run the race and did run well, but Satan, the great titan of deception, come along and he'll pluck you up even at the ninth hour and deny you like he denied Martha by wanting to put a broom to sweep away the things that seem right in her life. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary chose that which seemed wrong to Martha. Martha chose that which seemed right to all of the world that would have judged Mary wrong. and would have applauded Martha. You'll have many friends when you go wrong. You'll have Satan to come to you and encourage you and to prosper you. Marvel not if the wicked prosper. I'm going to say it again. Marvel not if the wicked prosper, and many are the tribulations of those who are in the way that seems wrong. Oh my, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is coming after a people that has kept the faith and has not denied His name. When He comes, you're going to be glad, but the world is going to be sad. You know why? Because the God of this world, the Titan of deception, has deceived them. And the Bible says He shall deceive who? Well, He's going to deceive the very elect, if it's possible. Ladies and gentlemen, is it possible for you to be deceived? Are you sure that you have made that man from Galilee the one that you love? Are you sure that Yahweh is coming back after you, because He's coming back after a people that's kept the faith and hasn't denied His name? Now, we're going to read on here in the third chapter, where we are placing our text and building a gestalt of understanding. I will write upon him that overcometh. Now, listen to this strange, same wrong way. Would you want somebody that claimed to be your God to write all over you? Ladies and gentlemen, you see so many people today getting tattooed. One of the most horriblest looking, miserable things I've ever seen is people that have tattooed their bodies until you can't see skin. Everywhere they had an extra inch of skin, they would place "Born to Lose." Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, here you need to get in this tattoo parlor. Listen. To him that overcometh, verse 12 of Revelations 12, or Revelations 3, verse 12, him that overcometh I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God. I will write upon him that overcomes the name that seems wrong. Did you know that the Bible says they have a name that they live by, but they're dead? Did you know that religious activity, those who call upon false gods, those who call upon the traditional gods, those that even the Bible says itself that the Bible must be correctly interpreted. Because the people that read it in a way that seems right are going to take the Bible, and the Bible itself is going to send you a strong delusion that you would believe a lie and be damned. Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh is coming after a people that has kept the faith and haven't denied His name? Listen as we read here. I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem. There it is. New Jerusalem. Not the old Jerusalem, but the New Jerusalem. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that word Jerusalem is a misnomer in the English text, because it is not Jerusalem, it is Yah-Jerusalem. Now, Yah is the short poetic form of Psalm 68:4, and is the causative verb to be, Hayah, Eliezer, Yahu, And the first commandment was to have no other gods before Yahweh. His name in the Hebrew Bible is Yahweh. In the Hebrew, listen to me now quite well, there are four consonants used to spell God's name. Now, don't you think that this man here in Revelation chapter 3 that's going to write upon him the name of God would know how to tattoo it in? Would you want a false name tattooed upon you? Well, ladies and gentlemen, when Satan impresses your mind to be deceived, to take a false name, you just got tattooed in the wrong tattoo parlor. But you must receive the mark. And a lot of people say, oh, I don't want the mark. Glory to God. You've got to have a mark to go to heaven, ladies and gentlemen. You'll either have the mark of the true name, or you'll have the mark of the false name. If it's a name that is not recorded from the foundation of the world, and you say, oh, he changed his name, Pastor Buddy. We got a new name in the book of Revelations, and bless God, and sometime, you know, about 2,000 or 3,000 years later, God told me what it was. He didn't tell nobody else, but he told me. I'm the elite now. I am the prophet, and I'm going to tell you what God's true name is. Oh, really? Well, then what about Moses? Well, Moses had a false name. What about John? Well, John had a false name. What about Elijah? Well, Elijah warred up there against Jezebel. Yeah, it said in the name of Yahweh, but that's not really what his name was. Ladies and gentlemen, you think that God would hold you responsible with the covenant of His Word that was no good and have a right to judge you? If His Word is no good, what is the power of the judgment? Because there's only one thing that He puts above the Word, and that's the name. Because if His name is not guaranteeing the character and the authority and the honesty of the expression of His Word, then it's wrong to express, even in the name that it expresses in. Therefore, the truth is that Satan himself, the God of this world, has convinced you that any name other than the name of Yahweh will do. And any God that will do that is a false God. And anybody that believes it has been deceived by him, the master titan. And therefore, the clash of the titans tonight is for you to find out what the true name is. Notice here, I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Ladies and gentlemen, what name was the new name? Everybody jumps over here and thinks, well, see here now, is God trying to trick me here? You mean that wasn't his name back there in the Bible, Lord of God? Well, ladies and gentlemen, every generation comes in new. A baby comes in new. He's never heard about Moses. He's never heard about Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. He's never heard about the covenant. He must be taught as a babe. And while he's a babe, he is a babe. He thinks he's a babe. But when he becomes a man, he puts away those childish things and he begins to search for the true God. He's now on the journey to seek God with all of his heart. He's required, and he might become a victim of circumstances beyond his control. Beware lest any man deceive you with vain deceit or false doctrine. And Satan, the god of this world, has positioned temples of deception as broad as the way and wide as a gate, and many there be that go thereon to their own death and destruction, where that they will not prevail to open up the book of secrets or the key of David and reveal the true name, which is not a new name, but the name that was kept secret from the foundation, not from the physical man or the spiritual man, but the physical man, because flesh and blood will not reveal it to you. And so then, ladies and gentlemen, it becomes a new name, although it's been around for millions and billions of years of eternity. Forever I do not change. And Yahweh's not going to pull the old switcheroo on you and give you some name out in the future and let all of those perish in the past. Each generation has a measure of truth. Each generation has Yahweh's law, and if you want to enter into life, you love Yahweh, and you keep His commandments, and He will open the seal of the book of your understanding. That's what it means right there, ladies and gentlemen. And when you receive it, it becomes new. When I got the name of Yahweh over 20 years ago, it was a new name. I'd never heard it before. And yet, just because I hadn't heard it didn't mean that there were men of the past that hadn't used it. Somebody just failed to mention Him to me. Somebody failed to pray and to fast and to go against the tradition of the world and to come out of the world and tell me about this great new name that was written millions of years and billions of years ago for those from the foundation of the world, ladies and gentlemen. That name was wrote upon you. And if you are His, all that were His will come to Him, and those that come to Him, He will not cast them out. Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, that Satan, the old titan, here of the book of Revelations, chapter 13, he put upon himself, this is Satan trying to act like Yahweh, he put upon himself the name of blasphemy. Notice he didn't say names. He said the name of blasphemy. And upon that crown, head, was 10 horns. And 7 heads. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the city of deception. The great titan built a spiritual empire of deception where the broad is the way and wide is the gate, and everyone that calls upon a false name, being led to believe and persuaded to be right, there is a way and there is a name in the Bible that the New Testament uses that is a deceptive name that has literally deceived millions because they won't pray. Because they are too concerned about the tradition of the world. Martha, Martha, troubled about many things. Mary got down low. And she dug out through the revelation by listening very carefully. You know, Yahweh has hid this measure of truth in so many ways, and you'll have to sift through as you pan for gold. It'd be nice to just go out and cut a block of gold out of the earth and take it down and sell it, because gold is about $1,000 an ounce. And how would you like to have about 200,000 or 300,000 ounces of gold? But ladies and gentlemen, you go hunting for gold, and you're hunting for a treasure that's hid in many measures of the earth. You'll have to sift a lot of things that ain't gold. You'll have to go through things that seem like gold. Even fools go. And the Bible says Yahweh Himself will send you a strong delusion to believe a lie and be damned. And as Satan, the Titan God of this world, opened his mouth in blasphemy against Yahweh to blaspheme his name. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Satan's job is to convince you that you're okay. The name you use is mighty well good because you're a good person. God wouldn't dare to send you to hell. He sent Martha straight to hell and warned her that she had chosen the wrong thing. Ladies and gentlemen, don't get caught with the wrong thing in your hand. It's the murder weapon of deception and the war of Armageddon, which literally means a war of words. Be persuaded when you hear the gospel, and how can you hear it without a preacher, and how can he preach it except he be sent, and when he comes, he'll preach you the truth. And that preacher won't have many friends. That preacher won't have many brothers and sisters. That preacher will walk in the narrow way. They won't be any wide bridges going east-west, ladies and gentlemen. This road runs north-south. And he that sits at the head of the circle of the tabernacle of New Jerusalem with the new name, that was an old name, but he's waiting to give it to you. And when you receive it, you say, "My, I never heard about that wonderful name. Tell me about that name again, Pastor Buddy." Oh, ladies and gentlemen, when we get happy and we exclaim and exalt him, and when we praise him, and when we lift up this name on high, and we say, "Hallelujah!" Oh, what an exclamation of joy, unspeakable and full of glory, as Satan opened his mouth in blasphemy against God's name and his tabernacle, New Jerusalem, and that new name that was hid and only revealed to them that receive it. And when you receive it, you'll find out it wasn't new. It was only new to you because you just first heard it. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change. But the infidels, the titans of deception, and the broad way of seem right is in opposition to Yahweh. His name is transcendent, the eternal one, the continuously present and holy pronouncement of I am, that I am, which means the causative verb to be in the consonance that he placed his name and spelled it as we see it now in the English, the YHWH, with the vowels applied, and you can't talk without them, ladies and gentlemen, and you try it and see if you can. Some people have foolishly and errantly denied that they were consonants that needed vowels to express himself. Yahweh first gave the causative verb to be. I am the cause of I am that I am. Everything that exists is because I am that I am. And if you do not believe that I am He, you shall die in your sin. Oh yeah, they tried to keep it covered up. They tried to forget His name as Satan opened his mouth in blasphemy against the name of Yahweh. And Satan himself believes that there's one Yahweh. And he trembles, and yet he'll encourage you, and he'll well do. Oh, you're a good person, and you know that you don't kill, steal, you don't smoke, drink. You're holier than you are. You've got a cleaner house than Mary ever dared to have. Mary ain't got nothing because she ain't in a seem right way. Mary's in a way that seems wrong. Who shall not fear thee, O Yahweh? And glorify your name. For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, and for your judgments which are manifest in the war of Armageddon. Revelations 15:4. 15:2. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten the victory, oh my heavens above, how we celebrated this weekend in Tabernacles. How we rejoiced, and as we broke the bread in Holy Communion and lifted up the great name of Yah and sang about Him, as they did on the day of Pentecost, when suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And I feel the great and the magnanimous Holy Ghost right now. Oh my, how good it is and how pleasant it is to get in the way that seems wrong. Because it's much better than being in the way that seems right. And I saw them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan will write anything upon you as long as it's false. He'll write any religion upon you that you want to call upon, even though it's false. Because this is the reason that men will not have the truth. They will not, as it's recorded in the book of Revelation 16 and verse 6, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. Oh my, we've cursed these Titan gods this weekend on the altar of Yahweh. We call upon Yahweh to end and to bind those evil satanic Titan powers in heaven and to release the little ones that seem wrong. Oh, when this world is full of people that seem wrong, it'll be right. Because now it is full of those who seem right but are wrong. And I heard another voice off the altar say, even so, Yahweh Almighty, eternal, true, and righteous are your judgments. And men were scorched with great heat. The heat of the gospel and the truth is coming, ladies and gentlemen. And they blasphemed the name of Yahweh, which had power of the plagues, and they repented not to give Him glory. And as it's recorded in the book of Revelation 17, if I've got to hurry and close, and verse 14, these shall make war with the Lamb, the Armageddon, the war of words, but the Lamb shall overcome them. And the confession of the testimony of those who seem right stood up and said, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful things in your name? And he shall say unto them, depart from me, you dogs, you sorcerers, you whoremongers, you idolaters, you murderers, because you love a lie of the seem right way. But blessed are they that do the commandments, that they might have a right to the tree of life, and that they might enter in through the gates into the narrow city of the river of the water of life. And as I close tonight, here in my last verse of Scripture, Yahweh willing, tonight, is in the recorded word, the parchment of Revelations chapter 22 and verse 3. And there shall be no more curse, oh my, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it. And His servants, those that came up in a way that seemed wrong, shall serve Him. And they shall see His face. Oh my. Oh my. 22:4. They shall see His face, not faces. And His name, not names, shall be in their foreheads. Ladies and gentlemen, I suggest to you tonight to find an old Holy Ghost preacher that'll tattoo the great name of Yahweh right into your forehead. And don't let anybody remove that tattoo. For there is some that started out and run well, but something hindered them. For vain is the same right way. But he that is the eternal one, the creator, and he that has always been the same yesterday, today, and forever, opens his mouth and says, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. And blessed are those who have kept the faith and haven't denied my name. I got to get out of here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a joy to be with you, and I have so been blessed by the time that I have spent with you in this fellowship. If you'd like to write my sponsor tonight or call him, you can call Dr. Gary, 877-289-7439. Or you can call Brother Paul for contact of STEM Tech, 1-800-253-2748. If you'd like to write Pastor Buddy and support our ministry, I need more radio time. Help me get on more time, ladies and gentlemen. I have a chance to get on more radio time. I need your help. I solicit you, and I pray that Yahweh will bless you and give you the way that seems wrong, because that's the one I'm preaching. I'm preaching the same wrong way, and I hope and trust that you'll jump in this little narrow river with me and swim with me and help me and hold my hands up. You can write me tonight. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. You can call me, area code 423-626-2172. Oh my, what a wonderful time we had in Etowah, Tennessee. Down with Brother Wally and Sister Louise and Michael, when we gathered around and we had our Pentecost festival, men and women drove across the nation and attended our little festival there, and we had a wonderful time. Ladies and gentlemen, in a way that seemed wrong. Know how we praise that seemed wrong name. Woo! Hallelujah! How we got happy and praised and shouted and raised our hands and call upon that sweet seem wrong name. Oh, how sweet it is. How good it is to know the seem wrong name. I will write upon you my new name. Oh, it was new to me. I preached a 30-year name that seemed right. And then I've been preaching for the last 20 years. A name that seemed wrong. I'll see you, ladies and gentlemen, as I've got to get out of here tonight. The old clock on the wall is caught up with me. I'll see you on down the line. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call.
Two arms in Dixie. Advance the flag of Dixie.